your voice and let's give God thanks. Let's appreciate the rock of our salvation. Let's give him praise and give him thanks, for our God is good. Let's thank the God who has brought us again yet to see another week this day. Father, we thank you. Father, we appreciate you, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are nothing. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your glorious name. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, gracious Father. We give you praise. We give you thanks. You are worthy to be praised. Great are you, O God. We celebrate you. We thank you this morning. Thank you for this anointing service today. Father, we appreciate you for this anointing service. Thank you, because yokes shall be broken, yokes shall be destroyed. Father, we appreciate you for your good hand. Lift up those hands and bless the God of our salvation. Come on, wave your hands unto him. Wave your hands unto him. And let's invite him into your presence. Invite God into our midst. Wherever you are right now, I want you to invite God, please. Just invite God into your presence. God is there with you. God is there with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even if you are one there, he's there. If you are two there, he's there with you. He said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. What a God we serve. What a God we have in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Heavenly Father, once again, we are here at your feet. Let the revelation of your word come forth, that our deliverance will be established. Father, we thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Once again, I welcome you to the year 2021. It is my year for an awesome deed. Come on, look at somebody, or you look at yourself and say to yourself with confidence, it is your year for awesome deeds. It's your year for awesome deeds. There shall be awesome deeds in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word of God says it will answer us by awesome deeds, amen, by mighty things. God will answer you this year in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap offering as we get seated. Come on now, somebody, give the Lord a clap offering and let's get seated. Take out your writing materials and let's write. I want you to write as much as possible, and I want you to listen as much as possible, because God will be speaking to you this morning. Let me quickly say something here before we start. Let me say this, that years do not count with God. Your years of being a Christian do not count with God. It doesn't matter whether you have been a Christian for 10 years. It doesn't matter whether you have been a Christian for 30 years. It doesn't matter with God. With God, only obedience draws his attention. It is not your years with God that counts. It is your obedience that counts with God. That's why the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 and 2, he says, and now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set thee on high. It doesn't matter if you are 2 years old in Christ. It doesn't matter if you are 5 years old in Christ. It doesn't matter even if you are 1 day old in Christ. If you will diligently, if you will hearken diligently to what God is saying to you, and you will do it according to your strength, according to everything in you, the Bible said, then God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. So please understand that it is your obedience that matters with God. It is your obedience that matters with God. That's why you must do everything within your ability to obey the word of God that is brought forth to you. Every word of God is for our lifting. The word of God is not to oppress us. The word of God is not to make us a slave. The word of God is to lift us. And I believe, God, that this year 2021, you shall be lifted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Awesome deeds shall be made manifest in your life.
Amen.
Because I know you, you will obey the word of God.
Yes.
I know you, you will obey the word of God.
Amen.
In the name name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And because you obey the word of God, you will be committing God. You see, it is better to commit God than to commit sin. So Lord, a lot of people are wanting to get things done. They go to commit sin. But instead of committing sin, commit God. When you commit God, God is obligated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go into the service of this morning, but I want to say some things here prophetically very well, please, and I want you to listen to me. We are in a prophetic phase of the church. We are in a very, very unique phase of the church of God. The dispensation that we are in right now is a very, very unique dispensation. We are living in the last days as spoken by Isaiah the prophet. If you read the testimonies of Isaiah, if you listen to the words that Isaiah spoke, you will understand that, son, we are living in the very last days of the church. There is coming a massive influx of souls into the church. When I mean the church, I mean the body of Christ. Every church that will stand to preach the word of God in spirit and in truth. Every church, not some church, every church that will preach the spirit of truth, that will preach the word of God, there is coming a massive, I want you to listen to me. This is very, very prophetic. This is not just me speaking. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God this morning. There is coming a massive ingathering. Listen to me. Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. And before Jesus Christ comes, there is going to be a fulfillment of scripture. Jesus said, I have not come to destroy the scripture. I've come to fulfill them. And for Jesus Christ to return, there must be fulfillment of scriptures. The body of Christ is going to be lifted. Amen. Members of the body of Christ is going to be lifted. Amen. People who are following God, they are going to be lifted. They are going to be strong in their health. They are going to be strong in their place of work. They are going to be prominent in the society. No longer shall you be behind the scene anymore. No longer shall you be behind, just coming from behind. No, you are going to become a person of factor, a person of reference. That is what God is about to do this end time. Let's look at it in the book of Isaiah chapter 2. The prophetic word that is about to come, because this is the last days. Now look at what Isaiah says. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. We're going to be reading. The Bible says here in verse 2, now it shall come to pass in the last days. He says it shall come to pass. And I want you to take note. Go back to Genesis. Look from Genesis on and on as you begin to study. You will see God will say, and it shall come to pass. In another place, you will see it where he says, and it came to pass. According to what God said, it is always coming to pass. If God said it, be rest assured that it must happen. If it is written in the Bible, be rest assured that it shall happen. So where we are reading here, he said, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house, I want you to take note of that, shall be established on top of the mountains. Did you see that? He says, shall be established on top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. There's no exception. All nations shall flow unto it. All nations. People shall be born again from all nations. People shall be flowing unto the glory of God from all nations. It is a prophetic agenda. It is the word of God. It is settled. And I want you to come on board. I want you to begin to see it as the word of God says. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Did you see that? They are coming because they have seen that people are getting transformed in the church. People are getting so blessed in the church. The word of God is transforming lives. So many people shall begin to say to one another, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. Look at the last part. He said, for out of Zion, I want you to take note of that. For out of Zion shall go forth the law. and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The Bible says, out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Authority will be moving from the church. That is what the Bible says. Say, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. The law is authority. The law is power. Everywhere you go to, you will discover that the law is power. It doesn't matter who holds the law. As long as the person has the law, he has the power. That's why you see the traffic light on the streets. It just signal you red, you stop, because that is the law. It has been enacted. There's a law that enacts that thing, that if you see that, you must stop. Not because the light has the power to stop you, but it has a law behind it that makes you to stop. The Bible says, for out of Zion, let me repeat it again, out of Zion, the church, shall go forth the law. Hallelujah. When you speak, authority will be released. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Now, if you look at Micah chapter 4, Micah chapter 4 verses 1 to 2, the same word, word for word, what prophet Isaiah spoke, which we just read, is repeated line for line. Line for line in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Now let's read it so that you can see what God is saying. Now it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow unto it. Peoples shall flow unto it. I like the word. He said peoples. He didn't just say people. He said peoples. My translation said peoples shall flow unto it. Verse 2 says, many nations shall come and say. Not few nations. No, not few nations. That's why I know that the church of the end time is a blessed church. The church of the end time is a glorious church. The cloud of glory is already moving. You better move with this cloud of glory. You better flow with this cloud of glory. Listen to me, people of God. The time has come for you and I to take your Christianity serious. It is so important. Your future is bright. Your future is great. Your future is colorful. You must take it serious. Don't act like Esau. Esau never saw anything in his future, but Jacob saw the future. Jacob was concerned with the future. It is very, very important that you begin to see the importance of your Christianity. As a believer, you are very, very special and unique in the plan of God for these ages. Now let's read verse 2 one more time. Many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion, now look at that again, the same word, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. Out of Zion, the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Did you see that? Let me say this, that the church of Jesus Christ will occupy the central stage before Jesus Christ comes. The body of Christ, the church, will occupy the central stage. The church will no longer be relegated. The church will no longer be pushed behind. The time has come, and I tell you the truth, before Jesus comes, the church of God, this church that we are talking about, the body of Christ, it will rise like a mighty giant from Africa, from America, from Canada, from Europe, men and women, boys and girls from Asia, everywhere. They will rise like a mighty giant to take over this land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Listen to me. Authority shall be seated in the church. Authority shall be seated in the church. If you remember Psalms 110 verse 2, the Bible says, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Out of Zion, not from any other place, but out of Zion. What is this sending? What is this rod of your strength doing? He said, rule in the midst of your enemies. Oh yes, there are going to be enemies, there are going to be difficulties, but in the midst of those challenges, the Bible says you will rule. Hallelujah. Because God will send the rod of your strength out of Zion.
Hallelujah.
Out of Zion.
Hallelujah.
out of Zion. That is why it is so important for you and I to begin to take seriously the words of the Bible, the words that God has spoken to us. Remember what I said to you in the beginning of the service? It is not the number of our years that counts, but it is our obedience to the word of God that counts. It is very, very important. We are in the era of multitudes in the church. He said, multitudes shall flow. Many people shall flow. So let's get set. Let's get ready. People are going to come to you. They want to know your secret. They want to know what is strengthening you. They want to know what is your strength. How come you are excelling when people are going down? That's why you will tell them that Jesus Christ makes the difference in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Like I said last week, I think 2 weeks ago, that the church is the fountain. The church of God is the fountain of life. The church of God is the fountain of life, dispensing health, dispensing wealth. And these are two major things that God is going to use to advertise his church. God is going to use these two things to advertise the body of Christ. The people in the church, when I mean the body of Christ, I'm talking of the people in church. They are going to be healthy. They are going to be wealthy. They are going to be healthy. They are going to be wealthy. Amen. You are going to be healthy. Amen. You are going to be wealthy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So I want you to get on board. I want you to get on board and get set for the supernatural, because this is your year for awesome deeds. Amen. God shall answer you with awesome deeds that we amaze people. Amen. Things that people say are impossible, they are the practical things that God will do in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. But let me bring a caution of warning. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 19, it says, "For great and effectual door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." The body of Christ, yes, will be going high. But listen to me, if you don't stand your ground, it's not just going to be automatic. It's not everybody in the body of Christ that will just be going high. No, the Bible says there are many adversaries. Many adversaries. A wide door of opportunity is before you, but you must know that there are many adversaries. Effectual service has been opened unto you, but you must know that there are many adversaries according to the word of God. A great and a promising career is just before you, but you must know that there are many adversaries. And this is the secret. If you don't know that there are many adversaries, the enemy is going to usurp your authority. The Bible says negligence of the devices of the devil. We are not negligent. Please, people of God, it's very, very important that you know that there are many adversaries. So he said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, he said, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies." Listen to me, the word of God are full of prophecies. The word of God itself is prophecies. Prophets previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. You see that? By the word of God, we wage a good warfare because our future is bright. There is a great opportunity, great career waiting for us. Greatness is waiting for us, waiting for you and I. But the Bible says we must wage a good warfare. It is very, very important. Let me pause and say something here. There are many levels of God's blessing you will never experience in your life without fasting and prayer. Let me say it again. Without fasting and prayer, there are levels of blessings you will never experience. Jesus said, "This kind does not go except by fasting and prayer." It is very, very important. That's why we must take this fasting and prayer seriously. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 16, he said, "Moreover, when you fast," he didn't say if you fast. "Moreover, when you fast," he didn't say if you fast. So it is very, very important that you engage the weapons that God has given to us. It is very, very necessary that you set this time to engage the Spirit of God. Look at Isaiah chapter 59. Verse 1, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear." No! Listen to me. It is not God. God's anger is settled. God's anger is complete. God's anger is correct. He said God's hand is not shutting. It is not that God cannot save. It is not that his ear is heavy. It is not that God cannot hear. But something is wrong on our side. And until we fix what is wrong on our side, listen to me, you don't always know what is wrong. It is the things you see that you know. There are other things in the spirit that you don't even know of. That's why when you engage God in prayer and fasting, there are other things in the spirit realm that are taken care of that you don't even know of. That's why it says we pray with our spirit and we pray with our understanding. As we're praying in the spirit, there are things you take care of that are not even in the picture. Listen to me. If it is not working, it is not God. If it is not working, it is not God's fault. Check your end. God's end is always perfect. God's end is always correct. If it is not working, don't blame God. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, don't behave like John the Baptist. John the Baptist was facing a solution. He was facing a problem and he was put in the prison and all he could think of was to blame Jesus. Jesus, are you sure you are the one to come? And when Jesus was giving them a response, finally Jesus said, "Blessed is he that will not be offended in me." Did you see that? John was offended in Jesus. John was offended in Jesus. For you and I, we will not be offended in Jesus. Amen. Let me say it again. If it is not working, check your side. Check your angle of connection. God's connection is always perfect. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the call to worship that we read this morning in Isaiah chapter 58. We're going to be reading from verse 2 to verse 7. The Bible says, "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness." You see that they are presenting themselves right. They are saying God is wrong. God, we have done everything right that you ask us to do. Why is it not working? Why is it not working? Why? What they are saying in essence is that God is wrong. But look at it. The Bible says they present themselves as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. "Why have we fasted," they say, "and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and you exploit all your laborers." Please, people of God, if you have people that are working for you, you don't need to exploit them. If you exploit them, you are putting yourself under bondage. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse 4, "Indeed, you fast for strife and debate." Remember, Jesus said when we fast, we should not behave like the hypocrites. He said we shouldn't behave like the hypocrites. He said that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, I believe. We read it a few moments ago. He said, "And to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high." This is not the kind of fasting that God was talking about. Is it a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloths and ashes? Will you call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? Listen to me, people of God. It's very, very important. He says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke." You need to search yourself. It is very, very important that you search yourself. Like I said, the angle of God is settled. The angle of God is correct. Everything on the side of God is right. You need to search your own angle. Why is this thing not working? As you begin to ask God, God will begin to show you something. Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, "Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? If you, for instance, you have all your money, you just feed on, you just use all your money on yourself, the Bible says it is wrong. It is wrong. And that you bring you and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out, and when you are naked, that you, and when you see the naked, that you cover him, and you hide not yourself from your own flesh. You can't afford to hide yourself from your own flesh, your own family. You can't afford to hide money from your family. You can't afford to hide things from your family. Listen to me. In other words, the word of God is saying, if you have unforgiveness in your heart against anybody, let the person go. Because it is an oppression that you have put yourself in. If you have unforgiveness of any kind in your heart against anybody, it is very, very important. Hallelujah. Very, very important. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, you need to forgive this person. Anybody that you have unforgiveness against, let the person go. It is not worth it. Don't carry anyone in your heart for bitterness. Bitterness towards anyone must be eradicated from your heart. Such are the fasting that brings you down. Those kind of fasting doesn't take you anywhere. When there's bitterness in your heart, your fasting does not go anywhere. When there's envy, when there's hatred, when there are all these kind of things, envy, hatred, malice in your heart, your fasting will do no good. So please, let everyone go. Let everyone go. Let everyone go. It is for your benefit. Don't put anyone in your heart. Your heart is too precious to keep anyone in there as a prisoner. Your heart is too precious. It's meant for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to sit on the throne of it. That is what is very, very important. The Bible says when you do these things, when you let everyone go, when you refuse to keep anyone as prisoner in your heart, when you do these things, verse 8, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your light shall break forth like the morning. I tell you the truth. When your light breaks forth, you begin to see from God's perspective. He said your light shall break forth, meaning that you will begin to see from God's perspective. When you see from God's perspective, you are strong. When you see from God's perspective, you are healed. When you see from God's perspective, you begin to walk on top of the mountains. You begin to walk on top of the hills. You begin to walk from the angle of the law. You begin to walk, when I mean the law, I mean authority. You begin to walk by the word of God. It is very, very important. He said, your light shall break forth, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Did you see that? The glory of God shall be your rear guard. So it is very, very important that you take this fasting very, very seriously. The next 7 days, beginning from tomorrow, at the last lapse of this fasting. Please, if you have not taken it seriously before, I want you to take it seriously because your future is involved. I want to share 2 things with us very quickly, and then we're going to be anointed this morning that will separate us from the evils of this world in the name of Jesus. In your prayer and fasting, number one, the thing that you must do, you must pray with your heart as you seek God. Pray with your heart as you seek God. Don't just pray for praying sake. Pray with your heart as you seek God. Engage your heart as you commune with your Father in prayer. It's not just a wishy-washy prayer. It is a prayer, oh God. You are calling upon God. You are involved with it. You are involved with it. Because you see, why am I saying this? There are forces against the growth of every believer. And it takes prayer and fasting armed with the relevant knowledge. Prayer and fasting armed with the relevant knowledge and with the relevant word of God to deal with these demonic roadblocks. We all need it. That's why it's so important. And after you have secured the victory, once and again, periodic fasting and prayer is necessary. If you read the scripture, the Bible says the devil left Jesus for a certain period. He left him for a certain period. That means he was coming back again. If Jesus was not always praying and fasting, he will not be able to deal with the enemy. We must follow the same thing. It is very, very important to maintain the victory and to sow our eye. Periodic fasting, it is very, very important. That's why in this church, we endeavor that every week we fast. One day in every week we take it to fast. Please, do not eat away your destiny. Do not eat away your destiny. Jesus himself said, this kind goeth not except by fasting and prayer. So wake up to your responsibility. Wake up to your responsibility as a believer. Fasting and praying is one of your principal responsibility as a believer. Fasting and praying, it is your personal responsibility as a believer. If you are going to do well, if you are going to do great, you must engage the spirit of prayer and fasting and pray from your heart. Pray from your heart. Pray from the depth of your soul. Call upon God. Let it become you and God and you and God alone. The Bible says Jacob was left alone with God, and he called upon God. He cried unto God. He called upon God, and God heard him. God will hear you in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Fundamental number two that you must engage in. Why must we pray for church growth? In your prayer, the first thing you must do is to engage God first. When I mean the first thing in your prayer is to put God's kingdom first. I think that's why I want to say, when you are praying, put God's kingdom first. Put God's kingdom first. You are going to pray for your needs, but don't put your need first. Remember Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. When Jesus was teaching us on how to pray, he said, Our Father, beginning from verse 9, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now verse 10, he said, Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. The kingdom come. So number one, it is very, very important. What we have been teaching in this place is very, very necessary that you begin to put God's kingdom first. Oh yes, the Bible says God knows that you have need of all these things. But pray ye first for the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's why praying kingdom advancement prayer, whatever we advance the kingdom of God, is very, very important this time as you pray. You see, and doing this brings you and I into partnership with God. What best could be that you are in partnership with God? You are in partnership with God. Listen to me. When you are in partnership in any business, don't you take interest in that business? You do. When you partner with God, God becomes interested in the business. You must partner with God in terms of praying for the kingdom of God, praying for souls to be saved, serving the interests of God's kingdom. Whatever we increase the interest of God's kingdom becomes your delight. Are you understanding that? And when you are in service, when you are in service, you are entitled to a reward. When you are out of service, your reward is not as it used to be when you are in service. So it is very, very important. Very, very important that you know that your star is in it. Your star, your rising, if you are going to rise, if you are going to be great, Your greatness is in the rising of the church. Remember, he says, it shall come to pass in the last days which we are in, that the mountain of the Lord's house is going to rise. It's going to be established on top of the mountain. As the church of God is growing, so you are growing, because you are praying for the church of God to grow. You are praying for somebody to be saved. You are saying, oh God, save that family. Oh God, save that family. Oh God, pour forth your spirit upon this land. You are praying from Zechariah chapter 1 verse 10. You are praying, you are saying, oh God, save this land. Jesus, you promise you will build your church. Build your church, oh God. You are calling out on God. This period, you are calling out on God. Putting God's kingdom first. That's what the Bible says, Matthew chapter 6 verse 10. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. What is his will? The Bible says, God not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. God not willing that any should perish. So we engage him. God, let your will be done. Let your will be done. You see, as we are doing this, our star is beginning to rise. If you remember Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, the Bible says, as many as turn many unto righteousness, they shall shine as the stars forever and ever. You will shine this year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will shine this year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will shine this year in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is very, very important that you know that your star is in the body of Christ. As you are calling upon God to bless his church, calling upon God to save somebody, especially maybe you know that person, your friend or something, you call his name and you call upon God of mercy and you say, God, please have mercy on this soul. Oh God of mercy, show him favor. Lord, let his heart be opened. I command his eyes to be opened. Let the God of this world that has blinded his eye, I bind the God of this world blinding his eyes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What are you doing? You are praying the kingdom of God. You are praying the kingdom of God. It is very, very important when you get to the place of prayer, especially today and the next 7 days. Please take it serious. As you are praying, you are calling on the Lord of the harvest to manifest himself. The Bible says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest. Matthew chapter 9 verse 38. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his vineyard. So you say, Lord God Almighty, thou Lord of the harvest, oh God of mercy, we are calling upon you. We are calling upon your name. Do you know that a miracle happened? A miracle happened in the book of Acts, and two cities turned to the Lord. A miracle happens. Just a miracle that happened. So you pray, Father, let there be miracle in our church. Let there be miracle in my life. Let there be miracle in the life of Angela. Let there be miracle in the life of this person. Let there be miracle. There is one miracle that will happen that people will know that this is the finger of God. They know beyond, because they know that person. They know the situation of that person. And then suddenly the situation changed. That's why it is very, very important that we call upon the Lord of the harvest. You will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. It is very, very important that you take note of what I'm saying. Call upon the Lord of the harvest. Call upon the Lord of the harvest. Oh God, you are the Lord of the harvest. You are the God of the harvest. As you are praying, because you see, sometimes you are wondering, what am I praying? As you are praying to the Lord of the harvest for conviction and massive conversion. Lord, in this city, let there be conviction of souls. Let there be massive conversion. It's not enough for them to be convicted, but that they will be converted. They will be convicted and converted. And it is the Lord. Without the Lord doing that, look at that. Let's turn to John chapter 16. The Lord of the harvest, the Holy Ghost himself, he will convict the people. He will convict the people. Us is just to position ourselves. When you position yourself, it is very, very important. You see, the benefits that comes to you, it is enormous. Look at that. John chapter 16. Somebody, if you are there, please read from verse 6, Read from verse 7. Verse 8, read on.
When he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of the world is judged.
Did you see that? He said we convict the world. So it is the work of the Lord of the harvest. It is the work of the Lord of the harvest to do the conviction. It is not you and I to do the conviction. Us is just to do our part. The Lord of the harvest is the one to do the conviction. Why am I saying this? You see, when you put God first, when you put God in your prayer, especially in your fasting this period, when you put God first and put his needs first, he becomes a partner with you. You are partnering with God. When you put God first, he takes care of the other. God makes sure that every other thing is put in place. So it is very, very important that you pray for the Lord of the harvest, that there will be conviction and massive conversion. Do you know the Bible says that multitudes are in the valley of decision? Joel chapter 3 verse 14. Multitudes are in the valley of decision. Every day, there are multitudes of people that don't know what direction to take. But we are praying, we are standing in the gap for them. And we are saying, oh God, let there be conviction. Let there be conversion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's very, very important that you give yourself to this form of prayer. It is very, very important that you give yourself to this form of prayer. Two things I've spoken to us this morning. Number one, I'm saying to you, as you pray, pray from the depth of your heart. Don't just pray wishy and washy prayer. Make sure that you engage your spirit. Cut everything that will distract you. If your telephone will distract you, turn it off. Just you and God. It may be for 15 minutes. It may be for 20 minutes. It may be for 30 minutes. It may be for 1 hour. But let that time be productive. Let that time be full of life. Listen to me. You don't have another life. It's only this one life you have. Engage your God from the depth of your heart. Call upon him. Call upon God. And number two, I'm saying that you should make God first, his priority first, his kingdom first. Lord, let there be massive conversion of souls. Oh God, pour forth your spirit upon this land. Let this land turn. Let this land turn. Let Christianity take its place. Jesus, you promised you will build your church. Arise and build your church. Oh God of mercy. Oh God, you are the one that convict and convert. It is very, very important that you put these two principles in your fasting and prayer, armed with the relevant scripture, and you begin to discover that truly you have decided to make God your partner. You will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not miss it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak life upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This year, you shall have awesome deeds in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There shall be awesome deeds in your life in Jesus' mighty
Amen.
Name. I speak peace upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak peace upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to rise up to your feet wherever you are. Rise up to your feet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and lift up your hands and just appreciate God. Lift up your hands and appreciate God. Lift up your hands and appreciate the God of your salvation. Thank him, bless him. If any word come to you today, appropriate those words. If any word come to you today, appropriate those words. Come on now, somebody bless the God of your salvation. Give him praise and give him thanks. Give him praise and give him thanks. He's a good God. Our Father is a good God. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. The anointing is for the children of God. If you are not born again today and you are listening to me, I want you to know that the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is ever present. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as your own Father, remember, in these last days, before Jesus comes, authority shall be with the children of God. Authority shall be with the children of God. And if you want to become one of those authority, Jesus Christ has paved the way for you and I. Jesus Christ has paved the way so that you can become a person of authority, one that Satan cannot be toasting to and fro. No, you'll be standing strong like the rock, like the rock. Jesus Christ himself is that rock. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ, pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose up again to set me free. Jesus, I accept you into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God has saved you. Just as simple as it is. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are saved. Please write to us. Send us an email at the love pavilion@gmail.com. Send us an email and the God of heaven and earth will bless you. Or you can send us an email at info@thelovepavilion.org. God is on your side. Praise the name of the Lord. One more time, lift up those hands and let's appreciate God as we go into the anointing service this morning. Just appreciate God as we go into the anointing service this morning. I want you to bring out your bottle of oil. Bring out your bottle of oil. Hallelujah. Oh, remember, the word you believe and receive is what empowers you to manifest the blessing. The word you believe and receive. It is the word you believe and receive that empowers you and I. Empowers you and I to manifest the blessing. In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, utterly slay old and young men, Midians and little children and women, but do not come near anyone on whom is the mark. Do not come near anyone on whom is the mark. The anointing oil today is putting a mark upon you in the name of Jesus. And nobody from the kingdom of darkness, nothing from the kingdom of darkness will near you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Nothing will near you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing coming upon you today, every yoke that has been placed upon you by the enemy or by act of your own negligence, it shall be destroyed today.
Amen.
It shall be destroyed today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, lift up those bottles of oil. I command that the content of those oil, the content of those bottles become the holy anointing oil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Now take a little of it and anoint yourself in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Take a little of it, anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. Just anoint yourself and begin to decree the goodness of God. This year, you shall manifest God's goodness. This year, you shall manifest God's goodness. This year, you shall manifest God's goodness. This is an anointing that is setting you apart. This is an anointing that is setting you apart. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. No matter the evil in this land, no matter the evil in this world, it shall not come near you. Because from this day henceforth, there is a touch not upon you. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. From this day, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they say, touch not upon you and do my prophets no harm. They say, touch not upon you and they say, do my prophet no harm. You are marked apart by the glory of God. You are marked apart by the hand of God. You are marked apart by the angels of God. And everything that has to do with you, they are spared today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank